Now we come to the second to last chapter in the book, entitled Self-Confidence. It's essential but elusive characteristic that if one possesses it, life's a lot more fun. As I see it, there are two ways to achieve self-confidence: the easy way and the hard way. I'm going to address the easy way first. The easy way involves the role of the parents. In my opinion, between the ages of 7 and 12, the most important role of a parent can be summed up in one word: encouragement. Parents inherently love their child and want them to do good and be happy. And I think that's pretty much a theme throughout parenting in general. The challenge I see is how they go about that. The preparation for education and a career and all of these type of things are certainly worthwhile and meaningful. But I believe between the ages of 7 and 12, the child is perhaps the most likely to absorb the message from the parent. They're old enough. Most 7-year-olds in today's world can pretty much, in a way, take care of themselves. But they're not yet to a point where, as they become teenagers, and then those distractions come into play. The really cool thing about the encouragement factor is that it takes very little time and effort on the part of the parents. 5 minutes a day in a text, an email, a voicemail, or in person, encouraging a child to just to be better at whatever they do, to support them would be a better way. This to me will go an awful long way. I experienced it growing up, and it really allows a child to start life in many ways on second base, using a baseball metaphor. There are three basic human characteristics that I truly believe a parent would be well served to encourage their child to do and be. One is encouraging a child to have their receivers turned on. By that I mean to be listening when you engage with other people or in situations, because we only learn from what we hear, not from what we say. And knowledge really is power. And having knowledge, having that as a goal in life, to pay attention, a lot more opportunities might surface than otherwise could be ignored. The second one is encouraging a child to be generous. Generosity, it goes a long way. It causes a person, in my opinion, it caused me, to feel good about themselves if I was generous to another person, either materially or with effort, interest, however you want to describe it. But feeling good about yourself is an essential part of self-confidence. Because if you don't like yourself, you can't expect too many others to take up the gauntlet and like you. A lot of these issues with self-confidence really come from within. And people, for example, they look to others to make them happy. That's a fool's game. If the person is not happy from the inside, nothing or no one is going to make a difference and impact that from the outside. The third and last area that I believe is critical to self-confidence, and that is to appreciate. It's safe to say that anyone pretty much can say that there is at least one person within their zip code that is not as well off as you are. And I think that to me is the single most important message that a parent could convey to a young child. Learn to appreciate. Do not take anything for granted. It can all end in a heartbeat. If a person has that built into their outlook. They will have a better life than if it wasn't. I have just described the easy way for a child and ultimately an adult to become self-confident from Jump Street, from your parents. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen all the time. So let's go to the hard way. The hard way I'm just going to call, describe as self-encouragement. And the same three goals a person needs to pursue those goals for themselves. They have to take it upon themselves to A, become a receiver, B, be generous, and C, be appreciative. That's a much more difficult task to do it on your own. But success in those three areas will truly lead to a happier, more fulfilling life. No question at all. Before ending this chapter, there is one more area that I would like to address, and that is the physical side of life. I've always been a great believer in the Greek philosophy of mind and body. And in today's world of fast food and computers, that's much more of a challenge than in previous times. Anyway, I believe that activity, even at an early age, because a lot of things that we wind up doing in life, we really became interested in when we were growing up as a child. And when you see people today that are physically unable to really enjoy life, not because so much of an illness, but because they just have not maintained any kind of a physical program, that's not conducive to a happy life. And certainly not conducive to self-confidence. One of the smartest people I ever met, Dr. Fred Richardson, which I talked about, he was an expert on nutrition and many other areas of medicine. But one of his favorite expressions was, activity dilutes vices. If you think about that, it really makes perfect sense. And just another reason to encourage a child to be active, especially in team sports. I know I played basketball growing up. And one of the things that I really came away with is that when you won a game, there was this feeling of camaraderie that you didn't win alone. And that's a very cool feeling to carry through life. It certainly had impacted me later on because I chose a career where if I won as a principal of a public company, stock-wise, well, the shareholders won and carried it on to the dice table. The reason I gravitated there is I didn't want to win alone. I'm certain that if the dice table were only accommodating one person, I would never have become addicted, never. In closing, I would just like to summarize it this way. In life, anything that you do that makes you feel better about yourself is a good thing. Thank you.